Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, dopamine declutters. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into frustration or anger. Well, you're not alone. Our modern world is a whirlwind of stimuli. Social media, news cycles, even those random text messages from your Aunt Mildred, who thinks emojis are magic. It's enough to make anyone feel triggered. But don't worry, my friend, because today we're diving deep into the art of managing emotional triggers and reactions. Think of it like this. Your emotions are signals, valuable information telling you how you're feeling in a specific moment. The key is learning to read those signals, understand what's causing them, and then respond with intention instead of reacting impulsively. Because, let's be real, we all know that knee-jerk reaction can sometimes lead us down paths we wish we hadn't taken, right? So, here are 5 golden nuggets to help you become the master of your emotional landscape. First up, awareness is key. It sounds simple, but truly paying attention to your emotions as they arise is crucial. Pay attention to your body, that tight chest, the butterflies in your stomach, even a slight change in your breathing. These are all physical cues that something's going on emotionally. You know, like when you get that notification from your boss and suddenly your heart starts racing like it's auditioning for a marathon? That's awareness kicking in. Second, identify your triggers. We all have them. Certain people, situations, even words can set off emotional alarms. Once you start paying attention to those feelings, you can begin to pinpoint the specific triggers that cause them. It might be a particular coworker, a news headline about world events, or even just feeling overly tired. Third, challenge your thoughts. Here's where things get really interesting. Often our emotional reactions stem from the stories we tell ourselves about what's happening. Those internal narratives can be powerful, but they aren't always accurate. So, when you feel triggered, take a step back and ask yourself, is this thought truly helpful? Is it based on facts or just my assumptions? Fourth, practice self-compassion. We all mess up. We all have those moments where our emotions get the best of us. The key is to treat yourself with kindness and understanding during those times. Remember, you're human, not a robot programmed for perfect emotional regulation. So, give yourself a break, acknowledge your feelings, and move forward with compassion. Finally, find healthy coping mechanisms. This is where it gets personal. What works for one person might not work for another. Explore different strategies like exercise, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, or even just having a good laugh. The goal is to find activities that help you calm your mind and manage those emotional waves effectively. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered lawyer who's always on edge. Deadlines loom, clients demand, and her inbox feels like a battlefield. One day, during a particularly stressful meeting, she feels herself getting overwhelmed. Instead of letting her anger take over, Sarah takes a deep breath, remembers her self-compassion practice, and steps away for a few minutes to collect herself. She goes for a quick walk, listens to some calming music, and returns to the meeting feeling refreshed and focused. See how that shift in perspective can change everything? That's the power of managing emotional triggers. It allows you to navigate challenges with grace, clarity, and even a sense of humor. Remember, folks, life is a journey, not a destination. And sometimes, The most fulfilling moments come from learning how to ride those emotional waves with skill and intention. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these tips today. Take control of your emotions, build resilience, and become the calm, confident individual you were always meant to be. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might find it helpful. Let's spread the dopamine declutter love. Until next time, keep shining bright, my dopamine declutters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.